One terrorist dead, another terrorist charged with several crimes that could lead to the death penalty. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Don't want to forget some of the other things that are happening out there, including sales tax and the Internet. Do you order things off the Internet? How many people don't do that? Internet sales tax is moving forward, and it would allow states to tax online stuff. It cleared a major hurdle in the Senate on Monday, 74-20. It's called a procedural vote. Just one vote short of the backing it got in a test vote last month. 26 Republicans joined the Democrats in pushing this forward. Who says there's not bipartisan cooperation? Anyway, so they're going to debate the amendments, and the chamber is expected to hold the decisive vote on the bill known as the Market Fairness Act later this week. Major retailers are putting all of their muscle behind the legislation. They're saying it would close an unfair loophole that benefits online businesses over people who have stores. The people who have stores say, we don't like it. I think you have to tax them. But in the end, who has to pay the freight? That's all of us, because we're going to have to pay. It's like Amazon. Think of eBay. Think of Amazon. And what eBay is saying is the bill would penalize small online businesses. Some of you have small, tiny businesses, right? Where you're mailing things, and they're saying it would affect you. So you should voice your opinion. Of course, others are saying it'll bring billions of dollars in new revenue to state governments. It's always about taxes, isn't it? It's always about how much money can we squeeze out of the little people. I think it flies through. I think it will. So local businesses, they say, are doing business at a competitive disadvantage, because they have to collect sales tax and use tax and blah, 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 and remote sellers don't have to do it. So goodbye, good old days. And for Amazon and eBay, I would definitely think they would not be thrilled about it whatsoever. All right, in the meantime, the big story, I think, still two of them. Sadly, what's happened in West, the president is going to go there for a memorial service on Thursday. People are walking around in shock. It is like a bomb went off there. People are still shocked days later. You know, the stages of grief, everybody's still stuck on one in West Texas, a lot of them. Getting lots of support, though, and that's the great thing, between food and shelter and just straight-up money. There are a lot of people reaching out to the people of Texas, because now it's up to like 35 people dead, 170 or so injured. And it was stunning. First responders ran to try to help, and in the end it cost them their lives, as the bulk of people came from that group, or at least a chunk of them anyway, came from that group. Zokar Sarnev, remember his name? Do you know his name now? I think you've seen it everywhere. If you could turn your head 360 degrees, you would see it everywhere around you, I'm sure, if you were watching the tube or listening to the radio. Anyway, 19-year-old suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing. He's recovering from two different shootouts with police. He was asked when he was Mirandized if he understood his rights. He said he did. Here's what the scuttlebutt was over with that. They used the public safety exception to Miranda to hold off reading the warning to him. The exception allowed them to question Sarnev on the bombing that left three people dead and more than 200 people wounded. So Sarnev and his older brother, Tamerlan, who was killed in a Friday shootout, acted alone in the bombing, but initially that's what they weren't saying, that there was ties to another terrorist cell, which could be completely separate. So Smirnov charged with one count of conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction to harm persons and property, and one count of attempting malicious destruction of property. He could face life in prison or the death penalty if he is convicted. If he's convicted, wow. And for the record, they did not have permits for the guns, any of the stuff they used. They did not have any permits. I think besides all the people that were killed, and we've talked about their stories, besides the people killed at the Boston Marathon, boy, it was so sad to hear the story of Sean Collier, the MIT police officer who wanted to be a cop his whole life. And he was shot and killed, they believe, during a confrontation with Tamerlan and Zokar Smirnov, the two suspects in the marathon bombing. They carjacked a car and engaged in a shootout in Watertown, Massachusetts, which led to the lockdown and growing concern over what that means in the future. So what does that mean? Does that mean that anytime it looks pretty scary and somebody's out there roaming around, we're going to do full-on lockdown mode? Or was this that rare exception? Was it the rare exception to try to smoke them out, to get them to come out? It did work, ultimately, but not the way the police wanted or any of the other law enforcement people, because a guy going to smoke a cigarette because he couldn't stand it anymore is in his backyard, lifts the tarp, sees a bloody body, realizes what it is, calls 911, and the rest is history. The rest is history. This is a big deal if you're flying, and worth me throwing this in quickly again. I checked this on the air. I checked it off the air. But for people who are not patient, you're going to hate what's happening at a lot of the airports. Long delays, because the first furloughs started to take place, so airlines and other organizations representing pilots put the blame on the delays on the furloughs. Republicans say the Federal Aviation Administration was intentionally passing the pain on to the people who fly to make a political statement about the sequester. Whatever it is, it needs to flip around, because it's crazy. Millions of people who fly are getting a taste of the what it's like to go through the sequester. 6,700 delayed flights is what the estimate is over the summer. 6,700. Woo! And, of course, the White House blamed the Republicans for the delays, saying they should have stopped the sequester, noting specifically that Republicans themselves had called the across-the-board cuts a dumb policy, a dumb policy. Well, this is what we're living with right now. Check your flights before you leave your house. If you only fly once a year, you're going to see daughter, granddaughter, grandson, whoever, going on a golf outing, hooking up with some of your posse. Do not leave the house. This is my best piece of advice. Do not leave the house without checking to see where the flight's at, or you're going to be sitting there for a long time, my friends, in some cases, especially if you're catching a flight from a smaller airport to a bigger airport. All right, we're turning the page. Stay right where you are. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. But just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away, that's A, when the people start to move.
There's a new movement we're starting here on America Tonight. I'll have to get my pal Nathan to help, but it's Stay Dry Missouri, no matter where you live on the river. No releasing the gates, the floodgates, for your neighbors to take care of your water problems, no matter where you are on the river. Lots of weather out there. The last week, couple of weeks, have been pretty interesting to see the snow in Colorado, snow in Minnesota, other parts of the Midwest are seeing the same thing, and of course the flash flooding that's happening, and the rivers that are swollen. It's spring. I mean, here we are. We're almost into May. Isn't it April showers bring May flowers? So flowers must be spouting up all over the place.
It's crazy.
Exactly. It's crazy when I walk in my yard and I can't identify the flowers. I can't identify them. Because it had to be the people that lived there before, great couple, older couple who lived in the house, raised their kids, awesome, Janet and Tom, they were spreading seeds all over the place, and they had plants that we never saw, and all of a sudden, one day I look at it, it's like, wow, that's what they mean when they say May flowers. I see something purple, and I'm really not sure what it is, but I'll take it. It's pretty, it works. So while some people are going through that, we've obviously talked a lot about the tragedy in Boston and how sad and, you know, people going to the race and what happened and the lockdown in Watertown and was it constitutional, unconstitutional, is it martial law, is it what had to happen? You know, we have always in these situations nothing but questions, but that's the good news. Because we live in the land of the free, home of the brave. That means we can talk about it on the radio airwaves. How cool is that? If we were in one of these other countries, like China, we would not be doing that. If we lived in North Korea, I certainly wouldn't be on the air. I don't know that there would be very many people on the air other than Kim Jong-un. And maybe Dennis Rodman could be his sidekick for a show or two. And you look at, we forget about this with all the horror and everything else, but there's also heroes in this. And there was. There was people that really risked their own life. Think about this. A bomb goes off, shock shoots, stuns you, you're not really even sure what it is. It's Patriots Day. And then 10 seconds later, another one goes off. And what are you doing? Are you running into the street to help the people? Are you thinking, we're under attack? Or, I mean, there's going to be another bomb. A lot of people, rightly so, would flip around and leave because they're thinking that's what's going to happen. We had one, we had two, boom, where's the other one? Are we under siege? Is there other things happening? But so many people stayed, and it was just, gosh, the humanity of the people who held people in the street and tried to just wait with them and do whatever they could to calm them down, had no connection to them whatsoever other than the fate of the bombs. And what a senseless, stupid, crazy tragedy. And personally, I think he gets the death penalty, but at least life in prison for sure. It's just an awful, awful thing. Now, another thing that was interesting in piecing all of this together with the Smirnoff brothers, and they carjacked the guy on Thursday night to get away, you know, and they let him go. They let him go. And so, of course, they tell him, we're the Boston Marathon bombers. And that really put them, that alerted the police to them. One, because there was the cell phone was left there so they could trace them that way. But it was a colossal blunder on their part, and that really was what blew this wide open and helped to lead to the capture, and I don't know, maybe saved some other lives, because they had so many other bombs with them. Were they intending on hitting other targets? And that supposedly was what they were going to do. In fact, they were talking about, from everything that I've seen, they were talking about also heading up to New York. And it's kind of wild that they, I guess, felt that they were under the radar because they hung around Boston. Even the younger brother, who's now charged, went to a couple of frat parties, went to another party on campus under the University of Massachusetts. So no one's thinking that this guy at these UMass parties that we know, that we like, who was a lifeguard 2 years ago, nobody's thinking that it's him until the pictures came out. And then it got a little bit trickier for them when people started to call in. Once that happened, and then the craziness of carjacking the guy and releasing him, letting him escape and, you know, whatever. And then going into the convenience store, they were at a gas station and they were carrying a bunch of junk food out, didn't do anything to the guy, nothing there. But of course they call 911 and then they're on the radar. And now this situation is on the radar again. What potential things could really be happening out there? I've seen what they call a hot map of what's believed to be terrorist cells, and it's frightening. It's frightening how many things are going on right under our noses. I agree with the New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, who says this is it. You know, this is terror. This is what's happened. This is the new reality that we're dealing with right now. This is it. Now, how many future situations are we going to see? We haven't seen this since 9/11, and we always hope for the best. We don't want to live that way where we're dealing with situation after situation. But maybe some people will be awake to, I think, what is ultimately your own responsibility. You don't want to, and you can't rely and wait on the government. As one of our great caller said. It's true. If you had a gun, you had a weapon. You know, what if someone's coming in your window? What if somebody's ready to take your money in this kind of situation, which is what they did in the carjacking, but more importantly, your life? Then you can, you have the chance to defend yourself. You don't have to wait for help. Because those people who were told not to go out, those people were stuck, and it was Friday, all day Friday. You're not going to work. You're not getting on a train. You're not going to school. You are housebound. It's like a blizzard has hit, only this blizzard has bombs and has plenty of ammunition to do whatever they might decide to do, especially the 19-year-old. They didn't know how much he was hurt. And, of course, once the brother went down, that was the end of that, and that was in the early hours on Friday. But there were some lessons, I think, to come out of Boston. And the other thing, and I always feel compelled to say it too, and because I'm so close to West and have talked to people there, and we're doing some special things with the people in West, that town in Texas, it's amazing how much the Boston situation overshadowed what happened there. Normally, it would have been stunning for so many people to see that explosion and see the horror of it, you know, how much damage was done, 35 people killed and 170 some injured. And that's not a final number, by the way. 75 homes destroyed or damaged, a nursing home, an apartment complex, part of the whole deal. The fertilizer company, of course, is done. It's destroyed. And now you think within the insurance game and with claims and everything, the claims are going to be millions of dollars of claims. But I just think of the loss of life. But then on the other side of this with these homes and that explosion that hit on the 17th, it's scary to see those YouTube pictures. I mean, just so scary. And I already saw a website where the one of the law firm is saying, if you know somebody, who was harmed by the fertilizer plant explosion, you should contact our lawyers for a free case consultation, because they're investigating personal injury claims, hearing loss, property damage, economic losses, recovery costs, and a whole bunch of other things. I mean, the losses probably could be more, could be less. Say they could be in the neighborhood of 100 million plus. Woo! $100 million plus. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It is a fact that the public safety exception to Miranda allows for law enforcement to quickly interrogate a suspected terrorist without giving Miranda warnings under certain circumstances to gain critical intelligence and national security information.
All right, for the record, he was Mirandized, yes, indeed, on Monday, and that was, of course, before in doing the court proceedings and before the charges as that all came down. So there was Mirandizing, just not when he was picked up out of the boat and barely breathing and then had to be put on oxygen and everything else when he was had several bullets in his body, including this larynx, and was clinging to life, really, at one point, and then it turned around. So the question becomes, as some were saying, that his rights were violated, and I'm going to say, yeah, I'm tossing that out. It's exactly what we told you, and actually, for once, you know, every once in a while, that, what is it, that squirrel finds that acorn, and I agree with what Jay Carney said. This is a momentous moment for me. I agree with him because he was Mirandized ultimately, and we're talking about Dokar Sarnoff. He was Mirandized when, before that court proceeding, and as he started to talk about, it was being questioned and started to talk about what he ultimately knew, and so I'm gonna go with that. I'm gonna agree with that. I've looked at this forwards and backwards, talked to two constitutional lawyers. You know that if you've listened to America Tonight, we've had tons of lawyers on shaking things upside down and in all different directions. So I would say in this case, they're absolutely right. Now, with the lockdown in Watertown, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of questions there. There's reports, too, that people were ordered out of their houses at gunpoint by the SWAT teams, and supposedly that's because they wanted to search the houses. They thought that, you know, going door to door within that 20-block range, the people who were supposed to stay off the streets, that, you know, they had to identify themselves. They thought they were going to smoke out this terrorist. So unreasonable, akin to martial law, or what had to be done, locking down an entire city, going in with armored tanks, cars, combat gear, searching for the injured 19-year-old who was cowering in underneath that boat that was covered up in the backyard of somebody's home in Watertown. So were the circumstances right? Was this the right kind of emergency? I mean, police can conduct warrantless searches to protect public safety, as you heard Jay Carney was talking about there. So it's an exception to the Fourth Amendment's probable cause requirement. Normally, that addresses the situations of any kind of a crazy, wild, chaotic, what you would call hot pursuit, where you have an escaping person, a suspect, whatever. This happened once when I worked for a television news station, and we were chasing after somebody who had broken out of prison when they're tracked to a private home. But does it work in Boston? I mean, did it work in Boston? So there are lots of as I said before, there are lots of questions and answers still hanging in the wind on a bunch of different things that happened as a result of that marathon massacre. You can throw in your 2 cents, by the way, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, I hope you're high and dry there. Are you doing okay? Because the floods are terrible. I've been talking to a lot of people, and, man, you got floods everywhere.
Yeah. Water everywhere.
Water.
Last year, drought last year.
Yeah, there you go.
Drought's over.
Yeah, there's no in between, is there? Either you're drowning in this stuff or you got nothing. It's like cracked earth. Yeah.
Yeah, but we can put another feather in Obama's cap. He got his man.
You mean getting the terrorists?
Yep.
Yeah. But do you think it was
Obama.
Right? Do you think what they did in Watertown was right? Like, what if you live there and then you get this announcement at 4 a.m, hey, don't leave that house, brother. You got to go get milk. Tough tiddlywinks. You got to stay indoors because we got a serious situation here. It would be weird. It would be.
Well, you know, they're after a killer.
Yeah.
Or, you know how many more people that's with him. Been with him, you know. He shoots to kill, you know. They kill anybody. Good.
Yeah.
Not all of it. And they're not doing it every day.
Right. I guess, the one thing is, the one brother was rigged up with explosives
yeah.
and had a trigger. So you don't know what the other brother had. He could have been set up the same way.
And he didn't know what they had accomplished. Either,
yes.
You know,
yeah. Yeah.
Cars, all that.
Yeah.
You know, they come in, search the lab. They didn't take nothing with them. They didn't ransack their house or take their furniture and all that other stuff. They just come in, look for them, and find him, moved on. I don't know what everybody's talking about.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Can you imagine if there were IEDs planted all over the place and people were walking around and they tripped the triggers of that? Then it would be like, whoa, are you under siege? Why are people walking around? So, I mean, flip a coin. Although it is serious when you think about it, because certainly a lot of us have experienced somebody who's deadly, who's escaped. Like I gave the example of somebody who escaped from prison. It was actually two guys, and they did wreak havoc with some people and ended up getting charged for that, murdered a little girl. But there was not a lockdown in that town. There have been people who have gone on wild chases, dumped the car, run through neighborhoods, and they've been heavily armed. So I wonder, rolling forward in the future, what that means. But I also see that the one brother was could have blown himself up. He was rigged up to the nines. They were throwing explosives out at the cops. And so, you know, who knows what could have happened to the people, too, if they were milling around.
Well, yeah, you don't want sightseers out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're on anyway, you know.
Yeah, the problem... That's true. They were on edge. And here's the other thing. What's so wild is... Thanks, Rick. What's so wild is, the one brother, Dokar, the one in custody and now charged, he went to two campus parties. He was a University of Massachusetts student who wasn't doing well at the time, but previous to that, he had done really well. People are dumbfounded that know him. Nobody's saying, oh, no, he's nutty, he's to himself, he was antisocial. They're saying the opposite of that, the complete opposite of it. So he was radicalized by his brother, by other people. You know, it sounds more like a brother thing to me. Ray in Missouri. Ray, you also have had to deal with, in Missouri, some terrible, terrible floods. How's it been for you?
I had about an inch in my mother-in-law apartment, and then it went back down.
Good.
Because I get rain in my place from the flash floods. The Hannibal doesn't have a real good storm sewer thing. I've got a couple complexes up the street from me where they run all the water off the complexes into my creek that runs my backyard.
Wow.
Or right down the street instead of storm sewer. So.
Yeah.
So wow. I get water. My house is up higher than my, I've got a 30 by 60 building outside that's fully insulated and heated and everything, and it was built a little bit low, I guess, for the storm drainage.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, Hannibal got it bad too. Yeah,
and I don't know. I've been busy doing other things. I did a little turkey hunting this weekend, a little mushroom hunting this weekend. So I haven't watched the news. Went back for it today, and they're gossip. Like I said, I haven't watched the news. They're talking about up north, they got a lot more rain again this weekend. And they're talking about opening the locks and dams on the river up north because they're going to flood when we might be a foot below flood stage. So they're going to open those up there so that they don't flood. And that's always what floods us.
Right, because you're downriver.
Yeah. Michigan always says, well, we're getting ready to flood, so we're going to open the dams, and then that's what always hits us and what makes us really flood.
Well, we need to get T-shirts printed up for you. Save Hannibal. Stop flooding us. direct your water somewhere else. Leave us alone.
Yeah, the mud volleyball pits are on the other side of the levee. They've been underwater for quite a while.
No kidding. That's crazy. Wow. Well, I hope it's not as bad as it could be, but it's sounding that way. Like you said, they start to let the water go, and it's inevitable. It's the flooding, yeah.
Yeah, we're scheduled for a little rain tonight and tomorrow, but it's not going to flood us. It just depends on what they do north. If they open up all those dams so that they don't flood, then we get pounded.
Yeah, wow. So, brutal.
I think it's time for our friends up north to take one for the team and take the flooding this time instead of us. I do, too.
I got to call someone about that. Like I said, we got a free Hannibal from all of that. That's ridiculous. They should take one for the team. Ray, I'm going to say try to stay dry. That is rough stuff, my friend, depending on where you are on that river, right? Think about when that all started, what some of that back and forth has been like. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to check the mail.
Yeah. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm here to give you a personal invitation to my presentation, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. And I'm going to show you things that's going to save your life. I'm going to show you things that will help you avoid going to doctors for 60 years. Won't that make the medical system humble? 7 p.m., Monday night, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. It's free. Tell them Dr. Wallach sent you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Tonight, in just a second, so we are going to check the mailbag. Once again, overflowing. Not surprised. A lot of people wanting to talk about the situation in Boston, whether or not the lockdown was really a lockdown or more like martial law. And here will be the justification for future events. Then a couple of other odds and ends, judging by some of the things that I combed through today. But I just want to mention this one thing. Talk about a blunder of the week. Talk about a blunder of the year. Nike, the kings of marketing. Who doesn't know? Just do it. Brilliant, simple, perfect, to the point. And then the people that the Nike is ultimately sponsored and some of the clever ads that they've done over the years. The timing of this, it has nothing to do with the marathon, but there are plenty, especially in the New York Boston area, there are plenty of Nike shirts that say Boston Massacre, and the shirts have on them, on the Boston Massacre, blood, little blood splatter at the top. Can you imagine? It's like Boston is all in white, Massacre, and this is all it is on a shirt, is in gray. So It's just as I said, the timing of it. They're all over the place, these shirts. In fact, I can remember seeing them when I was back east, not thinking of it because I knew what it meant. I knew what the reference was. Some will tell you it's definitely, if you go back in your mind historically, a little bit of a reference about the British troops and the soon-to-be citizens of the United States, if you go back to 1770. But others will say, well, really, it's the Red Sox and the Yankees, and 78 and 2006. There is definitely no bigger rivalry, I think, in sports than the Yankees. And listen, I'm from Philly, and I can tell you about Philly rivalries that are unbelievable. But I think pound for pound, as I have been on both sides of this, I have been in Fenway and I have been at the Yankees ballpark when the two have met. I mean, it's a wild rivalry. But, you know, hey, it's marketing. These shirts would normally fly off the shelves, especially when they get closer to the two teams meeting. And I think Nike had to pull them. They, you know, it's, some people would say it was in bad taste in the first place, and ha-ha, I don't get the joke. But now there is absolutely no way somebody would want to be sporting that, you know, would want to have that shirt and be wearing it around, right? Come on. All right, so we move from the blunder of the week and correcting it to the mailbag. Let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Ned. I once knew a guy named Ned. I don't think it's the same Ned. Ned says, Kate Delaney, have you been following what's going on in Boston? Yes, Ned. He goes on to say, of course I have been. He goes on to say this. I have to tell you, I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. I don't live in a bunker. I don't think that I need to have 10,000 guns, although I am a proud gun owner, but I'm not paranoid and I'm not getting ready to go into lockdown mode. However, I will say this. I think that, unfortunately, it was a kind of a mistake to me what happened in Watertown. I bet you they really, meaning the FBI and the local police, probably they really struggled, and I hope they did, with what should happen here. That they, should they really have locked down that city and kept people inside? Is that really the right thing to do? I'm not so sure that I agree with it, because I do think it's like martial law, to be sure, and I think that that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. You know, really, should that have happened there? Couldn't they have gotten these two without this lockdown / martial law? You know, the citizens actually helped nail this guy because the 19-year-old was cowering in a boat. So it didn't really work. They were moving out all the armored trucks and all that stuff, the tanks and all the forces, that the thousands that descended were starting to leave and had left. In fact, so I would have to say, if it happened in my neighborhood, I would be more than a little shook up by this. And this could be something that we do see in the future. Yours, Ned. Well, that's the big debate. I mean, the big debate is, you know, is that authorizing martial law by, is this serious? You know, there's some serious questions that have to be raised by this. You know, who are we as Americans, and what does the Constitution try to protect us from, and what are some of the things that we could expect in the future? Or is it boom, 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 let's keep these people safe? Look, we just had people that were killed at the marathon. We have people missing limbs. It's like a war zone on Monday. Now we have these two nuts who are radicalized or homegrown, or let's label them whatever we want to label them at the time, and who knows how many weapons they have and what they're going to use, and are they going to try to blow themselves up, or have they jimmy-rigged bombs all over the place? So, you know, the people, certainly, I think, in Watertown, they weren't revolting. There was not chaos. So it is an interesting thing to look at. I agree with him. And I wouldn't be excited about it if I were in that situation. I wouldn't be excited about that happening anyway, but I wouldn't be excited about being stuck and being told to stay put. I said there was kind of a humorous thing about this. Somebody pointed out to me that Esquire magazine, and I read it, there was a guy who had a one-night stand with a pretty woman that he met, and he went back to her place, and she had a roommate, he's there for a one-night stand, and he wanted to leave in the morning, do that sneak-out thing, do the walk of shame, although it really wouldn't be the walk of shame. It would be a run to Dunkin' Donuts and then off to go do whatever. So he couldn't do it because it was locked down. So he was stuck for all that time in that apartment with the two girls. How about that? Sometimes it doesn't work out quite so well. All right, this one from Trigger. And Trigger says, America Tonight, so much going on, don't know where to start. I do have to say this, and you know it, and you've mentioned it a couple times on your show, I believe, and thank you so much for your support of the Second Amendment. How about this? All this talk about permits, and the process and the background checks. And both the Sarnoff brothers did not have permits for their guns. None of those guns, none of the stuff that they had. And, of course, once they searched the one apartment, there was a little bit of an arsenal in there. Crazy situation in Boston. Key thing is it's over, and maybe we dodge something a little bit worse. All right, this one from Howard, listening in Illinois, and he says, Kate, I am soaking wet, sister. I'm telling you, you would not believe the floods in my neighborhood. However, I can still get America Tonight. And I do want to say, when I read that the FBI missed the Russia trip because of a misspelling, these are the people that are serving and protecting us. Now, listen, I know there's some good FBI agents. I'm sure there's some great FBI agents, but why is it every time it's so darn important, we miss something so easy? How could they have missed this? Because the name was misspelled. Seems a little ridiculous. Isn't there a way around that? Russia says that he could be dangerous, and we do nothing about it. The FBI said they found nothing derogatory after initially questioning him. Then he goes to Russia for 6 months, and it never gets in the system. Seems very odd to me. Yeah, because, of course, you're trying to establish the possible link to terrorist groups for Tamerlan Sarnoff, and, you know, because they look it up and he gets a clean bill of health, and, you know, they let it go. If they hadn't let it go and he was on the radar, would this have happened? The answer is you would think it wouldn't have, right? You know? And a misspelling that leads to a trip up, something's wrong there.
A simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.